I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello again, and welcome to Sex Unique Podcast. As always, before I get started, I have to say a huge, massive thank you to my 715 patrons on Patreon. You guys are incredible. And each week, I'm shocked at how much the Patreon grows. I guess I keep expecting it to like plateau off or slow down, and it just doesn't. And it's amazing to me. I'm so happy that this podcast is reaching a broader audience, and I'm so happy that so many of you are willing to help support this podcast. Without you, it wouldn't be in existence. I wouldn't be able to do it. So you guys are the reason that this podcast exists, and I have nothing but gratitude for you. If you are curious as to what this is all about, you can visit www.patreon.com/sexuniquepodcast, and it is there you will find all the info you need in order to become a supporter of SUP. There's a lot of cool things that happen on the Patreon, but for as little as $1 per episode, you'll have access to weekly bonus episodes between me and my guests. There's plenty of other tiers involved that have various rewards assigned to them, but $1 an episode will get you in. And coming soon in the month of April, I'm going to be releasing a patron-only season of the podcast covering season one of Vanderpump Rules. So I'm really looking forward to that. I can't wait to like go travel back in time and see everyone's old faces. And I can't wait to do that season of the podcast for my patrons. It's exciting. So that's another incentive to sign up. You'll get even more sexy, unique content. And yeah, it's $1 an episode. That's not too bad, right? So check it out, www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more info. Also worth noting is that part two of my episode of Realizing Stuff with Kara and Ryan is officially live. It's a podcast all about keeping up with the Kardashians, and it's hilarious. I love Kara and Ryan. Ryan was actually a guest on a past episode of Sex Unique Podcast, so I was so excited to go on their podcast and weigh in on the most babe Kardashian moments in history. So check that out. It's called Realizing Stuff with Kara and Ryan. It's the second part of a two-parter episode. You can also check out part one, which went live last week. And I think that's about it. Without further ado, let's get into this week's juicy episode of SUP. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall. Yeah.
Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, we both win.
Okay, so I have a great guest today that I'm so excited about, and I'm just going to get right to it. It's Ronnie Karam from God damn it. I always just like
that's
fuck
what it
up.
Is. Rotchford Rabbins.
Rotchford Rabbins.
It's Scooby Doo. Rotchford Rabbins.
I have a chronic problem with like introducing people. I don't know if it's like my ego like feels attacked that I have to share like time with someone else, but I can rarely pull off like
Breathe
a good
on my couch.
Ronnie Karam, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
So nice to be somewhere in real life.
Mm-hmm. You're a mobile podcaster.
Yeah. Well, not mobile. I'm non-mobile. Well, I just sit in my kitchen.
Like, yeah. But I mean,
Skype.
Yeah, Skype.
But never mobile. Like, I won't even use Skype if I'm out. I'm like, gross, that's for home.
Yeah, it's a home thing.
Yeah.
Because you and Ben, you guys both, like, kind of live close by each other somewhat.
Kind of, but I don't care if we live next door. Get the fuck out of my house. Like, who wants...
I love just like a note, like, we're going to do this on Skype and never interact IRL.
Yeah.
It's a power move.
And he's like, isn't it fun when we're together? And I'm like, not really. Like... No, it is. It is fun when we do it together, but it's more fun like waking up 10 minutes before you have to do it and chain smoking out the screen door, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, doing it your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like if he gets annoyed and he's, you know, like I can kind of hear it in his voice, but I don't have to see his face.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't have to see me back up in my chair and press mute, you know, while I'm like smoking or, you know, putting a tortilla on the grill or whatever.
I love that you can multitask while you're talking.
Rolling chairs.
Yeah. Wow.
Rolling
oh my God.
Chairs.
Well, you guys are the consummate professionals because you have 5 episodes a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a lot.
I don't know that it's professional, but it is a lot. We do a lot, but it's pretty unprofessional.
And you just did a live show in Detroit.
Yeah, we just came back from Detroit, and we're going to be in Irvine on April 15th and San Francisco. Wait, Irvine, San Francisco. There's a bunch. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com and buy tickets.
Yeah.
Thanks. See, that's out of the way.
That was perfect. How did the live show go? You were recapping season one, episode one of Vanderpump Rules.
It was amazing.
Did you watch it before you recapped it?
Yeah, we watch it and then just take notes and then
Did the audience, like, did you all watch it together and then recap? Or
no,
did
we're,
you just
we're
jump
always
right
worried
in?
About getting sued for shit like that.
Oh,
because it seems
oh.
like no one else gets sued, but I'll bet we would get sued.
Mm.
It's like, now's our chance.
Yeah.
I just imagine, like, Andy Cohen hiding under a bridge, like, waiting. Waiting to get us.
Ready to call
you know,
the lawyers.
It's paranoid. Like, I'm a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't. Also... there's something to be said about just like smoking a blunt in your house and like watching in your underwear. It makes it more enjoyable, you know?
Yeah, totally. I was stoned yesterday when I watched the episode last night, and I was starting to get like a visceral reaction to Jax that I've never gotten. The only reactions I've experienced to Jax have been like mildly turned on or like my peaked interest. I know I went through like a whole phase.
We've all been through. I mean, that's why he's on TV.
Yeah. But then now... I was like having like really hardcore anxiety. Like I could feel it in my chest. I was getting like spasms in my esophagus. And I was like, I needed a baba or something. Cause I was like, I truly was like, I actually don't think I can smoke weed and like be confronted with Jax Taylor anymore. Like it doesn't mix.
Yeah. And then they're trying to do this thing where they're trying to make him look like the victim. Well, he's trying to, but they're like trying to help him. It seems like
it's insane.
Which, if I'm stoned, I'll fall for it. Like, if you play a music cue that tells me to be sad, I'll be sad. Like, I'm a robot when I'm stoned. And I can't do that. And then I look at my notes the next day, and it's just like, you know how you put your, when you're typing, they have the little bump on the keys, so mm-hmm. you know where the J and the whatever are?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I don't feel it or something, so I'll be typing for an hour, and it's just letters, you know, because I'll have my hands. I just can't do that anymore. But for the first Vanderpump Rules, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Amazing. I'm doing a Patreon season that's going to recap all of season one, because I started this podcast during season 3. So it's like there are 2 seasons that I've never gotten to really speak my truth on.
Oh, my God.
So I'm really excited to
please
like
let us come on one.
Oh, yeah. We have to like do like a cult. Like we need to do an all 3 one, like
yes,
where we just all 3
that.
Attack an episode.
It'll be 20 hours long.
Yeah, it's 18.
It's so fun.
It's like
though.
A performance art piece. Like, it goes for 24 hours straight.
Girl, I'll bring a GoPro. We can make choreography.
Yeah.
This week for the first one, we're like, it's the first episode. Let's do a Vanderpump Rules opening where, you know, we have the moves.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I really want to splash some water out of a wine, you know, out of a martini glass. He was so excited. And we were backstage practicing our things, I swear to you, for 20 minutes over and over.
Splashing around.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm going to throw a bottle in the air. Like, we were so excited to have choreography. So, mm-hmm. Alias, let's do a full on.
Oh, God, how amazing episode would it be to shoot like a high def, like get all the podcasters that talk about Vanderpump Rules in like a high def recreation of the opening sequence of Vanderpump Rules.
I love Stassi in this year. Just like, she's got like a champagne tower of glasses and she's just like, what? She's got this smile on her face and shit's just going everywhere.
Wait,
she's
is like Stassi, burning it down. Is she the one with the champagne glasses?
Ariana. What is wrong with me? I've talked about this show 2 hours already today.
It's like, that's when your brain starts to short out. Stassi's, though, I noticed this, like, last night when I was watching, as Jax, like, slides a Negroni over to her, and then she, like, catches it, and I was like, how long did it take them to, like, get that move right? Because that seems complicated.
You know they weren't even in the same shot.
No.
She's like, I'm not, I'll do a lot, okay? I'll pretend I'm working for Lisa Vanderpump again, but I'm not catching a Negroni from Jax.
No.
I've caught enough from that motherfucker.
Let's hop into the episode. So we start out, we come back, and everyone's at the dinner table. They've freaked out on Jax, and then everyone just gets up and, like, I guess leaves Brittany alone at the table to, like, contemplate her life, because, like, Jax and Tom walk
That's
away.
That's true. I didn't notice that she was left alone.
Yeah, and then, like, all the girls go into the restaurant, and they're like, I love you so much. They're, like, in love. And then I'm like, where's Brittany?
Like, I know. They're like, we're trying to save Brittany. I love Katie. She's like, that is girl power.
Yeah.
Right there. That is total girl power. And Brittany's like, hey, X. Poor Brittany's left with Peter and James.
The unlikely duo. Like, I love that they also had to room together on this vacation.
I know. James is really, really trying hard. And they're like, your roommate's Peter. Not trying hard enough. You might want to spit on someone's door. Okay? Mm-hmm.
They're like, be sure to flip when you come in the room. He's like, anything for attention, he's down. So Kristen is wasted, and I was just like, this might have been my favorite episode of the entire season so far, because we got Kristen, like, finally got some Kristen action on the screen.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I go through such hate, like, intense hatred periods with people, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, what's happening to me?
Yeah,
and this was one of those where I'm like, I really like, well, like, what's happening? Just in the last one, I was like, guys, Kristen's a monster. And then they booed. And I was like, maybe they're right. And then so I had this contemplative week where I was like, is she a monster? And I'm like, maybe that everybody's right. She's not a monster. And so today I was like, she's not a monster. And then I started having flashbacks to all the monstrous shit she's done.
Yeah. Like, but no, she was a monster in kind of season one and season two. Like,
but
she
aren't
was
you always a monster. Like, do you believe that people change?
I think that Kristen got more stabilized. Like, I don't know if it's medication or, like, her relationship with Carter is better than her relationship with James or Sandoval. I'm guessing it probably is. But I think she just kind of, like, evened out somewhat.
I think she's just maybe not on camera as much. Because I remember one of my things from the – and I'm sorry I keep going back to that, but I just watched that first episode too. So I'm like, back then – it was amazing to see how light she was. She's like, Tom, that's so great. Like, you're so saucy, Tom. I'm like, who are you? Who is this, like, young frolic? It was only 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, but a lot can change.
But then you saw what they were really going, you know, what they were really going through later. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you're a monster, and he's like a wuss monster.
Yeah.
And then with James, it's always James is a monster, but then you're a monster too. So, I don't know. I'm waiting for this shit to hit the fan with Carter.
Yeah, like, with Kristen and James, I feel like it's, like, what attracted her to him was that he's, like, more damaged than she is, and that's a rare thing for her to find. So, that's kind of what made their relationship work
true.
For a while.
I guess that's what we all do, right?
I guess. Do you? I don't know. I tend to seek people out with, like, an equal level of damage.
I can't find one. I try just to find different damage.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm yeah.
Like, I can help you with yours, and then I will never have to tell you about mine.
Yeah. I like I like when someone has like the same damage and issues as I do, because then it's like we can relate on that. But like a more damage or different where it like yin yangs too well is like, I don't know how to cover this. Like, yeah. You got to take care of that.
Yeah. I think with those two, there was like a lot of things broken against walls, you know, mm-hmm. like, fuck you. And like a lot of names. I just don't want to date somebody where it like, the neighbors have to be damaged by my damage.
No, involving like outside parties in the relationship fights is like never a good
look. I hate that. Yeah. I'm totally mortified every time. That's when I will break up immediately. Like, you're going to give me sass in public? No.
Yeah. Kristen is falling all over the place. She falls off the stairs into the sand. And then she also, when they get in, I was like, why are they letting her go in the ocean if she can't stand up? Like, doesn't that seem like a bad idea? Or like, production could be liable. Like, I was like, Kristen's gonna drown. Like, she cannot stand.
Yeah, they would love that on this show. They're so sick. They do that to each other.
She's like, oh, like her arm goes up. When all the girls hug, they are all like, if we touch our nipples together, maybe we'll cast a spell. Kristen's face is in the water. Like, all the other girls are, like, bouncing up and down. And Kristen's head is fully below, like, submerged. And just her bun is sticking out, like, bobbing around. Like, Kristen could have died that night. And
Kristen could
like,
have died any night. I mean, this is what these people do. I'm surprised one of them hasn't died yet.
I know.
This is going to be one of those things that, like, in 10 years, we're still going to be on this couch. Like, remember when we thought it was so funny when Kristen was drunk? Mm-hmm. Then she got hit by a choo-choo train in an ocean. It's like,
choo-choo train in the ocean.
Because you know they're going to die in the dumbest ways. Yeah. You know?
I know. I have, like, I'll get, like, a dark psychic feeling sometimes that I'm like, oh, my God, someone from Vanderpump Rules is going to die.
Well, I mean, that's...
It's going to happen.
You're like a psychic on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I'm, like, hitting the vape and then being like, I really feel like something bad's going to happen. Yeah, it's like spoiler
totally
alert.
Totally obvious. It's like Jax is going to overdose one day. Shocker! Yeah. Like, Jax's nose is just going to fall off one day. Like,
yeah.
Shocker!
James is opening beer bottles with his teeth. And the
Father
boys...
like son, darling.
The boys have this, like, weird... The party that they had in their room was like reminiscent of like when I was like a teenager and had sleepovers with my girlfriends and we'd like steal our parents like liquor and then just like be silly and like dance and do catwalks. But I was like, this is a bunch of 30-year-old men partying like this.
I always say they're 40, but I guess they're not. I mean, I know that that's not factually correct. I just like saying, you're 40.
Well, Peter and Jax really read as 40.
Yeah.
And Sandoval is kind of like ageless in a way.
Is it? Well, he does like have like a lot of Botox. Like he's, you know, he keeps up with all of that and he shaves his head. My forehead.
You shave your forehead?
I shave my whole because I believe in exfoliation. But, okay. And forever I was like, you guys, don't I look young? I look so young, right? Well, yeah, because you're like 25, stupid. And now I'm 42, and I look 42. Guess what? It doesn't work.
Do you shave your forehead still?
I shave my whole face, okay?
No.
Yes.
Wait, I was like talking, I think on this podcast not too long ago, I was like, who does this? Like, who besides Sandoval exfoliates
Me,
in this way?
Tom Sandoval and Caroline Manzo from Real Housewives.
It's in the shower. Wait, but like, have you thought ever to use, and I'm not trying to shame you because I like really respect
way.
The forehead.
I love shame. I live on shame and rage.
Like I trade in shame. But like, have you ever thought maybe like of just like a chemical exfoliant or like a Clarisonic? Oh, so you
I do it all.
Oh, okay, cool.
But
so
I
it's
only
just
shave.
Part...
Okay. You'll see as we hang out. Oh, look, this is like day
that
three.
That sounds
right?
Ominous. You'll see.
You'll see. Okay, I only shave once a week because I, you know, I'm 42. So I'm like, fuck you, world.
Yeah.
So I shave once a week. So my head, my face, I mean, my nuts, everything once a week. On shave day, I look totally different. I'm glowing. Everyone's like, your skin, your spirit, you're glowing. Are you pregnant? And I'm like, no, I shaved every goddamn thing on my body. Everything's like
freshly
shaved
my entire head.
Yeah. And then I put argan oil on, like Moroccan argan oil.
Love.
And I look amazing for 2 hours. And then it all goes to shit again. But there is something to be said about shaving.
Your skin is very glowy.
Why, thank you. And I just showered and exfoliated.
I appreciate the beauty secrets of a full head shave and argan oil. I want, like, the listeners to do the Ronnie routine.
Oh, my God. You would look so good. Well, you do look so good. Who says that? I meant, like, listeners. You'll look so good.
Yeah, no.
Like,
I got that.
You'll look so good.
I'm like, what if I shaved my entire head and face and then argan oiled?
Well, shaver, I just use a clipper. I don't fully shave down to the skin.
Okay.
But once I've clipped,
then you do the detailed shave. Love. The girls skinny dip, we got over that, and Kristen drowns, and then Billy Lee is like pretending to be a host. But she's good at it. She's like, okay, you're all set for 7:30.
And this is the funniest shit that they've been doing the entire run of Vanderpump Rules. There's always some girl, and they're like, pretend you're answering the telephone. Like, okay. Hi.
No more believable.
It's like, oh my God. You know no one's ever doing it. Billie Lee, they actually showed her this time touching the screen, and she's not even touching it because the nails don't work on the new machines. Remember when she was like, oh my God, it's all new machines. And then you see her nails stopping right before the screen. She's like, 7:30 and 8:30, okay, we can do that.
She just touches the air. I love.
I love this show.
I just the sound, like the trying to pretend that they all work there and care about this restaurant that it's just like not good. Like, is just the joke that keeps, it's a gift that keeps on giving.
I know.
And the fact that they're not in on the joke.
They're not in. They're not in on the joke.
Like, Lisa, to see her cooking, which we'll get to in a little bit, but then saying, like, if this is good, maybe it can be on the menu. It was like, she must really enjoy the food at Sir.
She doesn't really eat that much. I mean, she stays in really good shape, you know?
Yeah.
The best things over there, well, at Pump at least, is the salmon. It's like a whole, it looks like a whole damn fish. Like,
yeah.
It's a huge piece. But then there's like warm potato salad, which is just creepy.
It's crazy.
And then I was like, can I have some bread? Those queens who were waiting, I mean, I felt like the whole restaurant stopped. And everyone just stared at me. It was like the Black Mirror, you know? It's like some chunky guy asked for bread. And he's like, we don't really have that. I said, you have bread.
They do have bread.
And then he brought me out like sliced raisin bread, like sandwich bread. I was like, this place needs to suck a dick. How about that?
That's weird.
And I've been furious ever since.
Yeah, as you should be. Yeah, and the salmon, I'll second that on the salmon. It's good. And there's a salmon salad that like is like a chopped up kind of Brussels sprouty salad with salmon on top.
Brussels sprouts.
It's good.
I feel like it's probably decent if you're healthy, but no, I don't want to pay for anything healthy.
Yeah. Ever. Lala does something really insane and makes a baba before bed. And I don't even know what to make of that. Like, I'm not sure if it's really real or if she's just like doing it for lols. She didn't drink.
No idea.
She didn't drink that much of it because it showed it the next morning and she'd maybe drank like a quarter of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, why do you need such a big baba? Like, why aren't you having
it's creepier that she calls it Bubba.
Yeah.
Sheena was the one who was like, I don't even have a baba. I mean, like, she said Bubba, which makes it weirder.
Yeah.
And then she calls her boyfriend Daddy, and he's like some old, well, I mean, compared to her guy.
Yeah, but I'm like, is there some like age play element going on? Like, it gave me like a very like fetishy sexual vibe, which is like chill, it's whatever, but it's also just like, whoa.
Yeah, do what you want, but don't like enter Pizzagate. You know what I mean? Like, it gets weird. Like, she has that bottle, and then she was wearing a shirt on Instagram
that said daddies.
That said, these are my daddies or something, and it had her dad and him.
Oh, it was her dad too?
I think it was like him and her dad. Am I wrong? I could be wrong. I'm wrong 90% of the time, by the way. I should warn your audience. I'm wrong a lot because I just glance at things, you know, like in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I think it was like her daddy's.
Oh, my God.
And it's just a lot. Like, we're very sensitive in the current age. Well, I mean, not me, but the world. And I look at stuff like that and I'm like, that's just creepy. It's another thing in like 10 years. We're going to be like, I guess she was trying to tell us the whole time, guys. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh no, it's no big deal. Isn't it funny? She's got a bottle in bed.
Yeah, it seemed like very indicative of like other sexual stuff going on behind closed doors. And I was just like
past like childhood traumas.
Or like baby play or something. You know when people dress up like babies and
I thought that was just I thought that was just people talking on the internet. I didn't know that was real.
That's a real thing.
I know.
Yeah.
I went to a bar one time and they had fuzzies.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a mat on the floor. And it's like guys in like weird Target Halloween costumes sitting around like growling at each other. It was the weirdest shit I've ever seen. Now, that said, do what you want.
Yeah.
But if you poop in your diaper, do not expect to stay at my house for dinner.
No, not at all. I love that Sheena's like, I mean, I am like a stuffed frog that I always travel with, which I was like, that's fucking fucked up too. But like,
I know. Let's all get in a circle and talk about our dads.
Yeah.
How about that?
I know. I don't have any like security things in the bed except for just like tons and tons of pillows.
Oh my God. About it. You have pillows too. I do too.
I'm a sick, I have six pillows. Never left. I can't do less than six pillows. I swear to you, I'm going to take a picture
when I get home.
Yeah.
They're all different squishes.
Mm-hmm.
I have one for my when I lay down, and then I have one to like lean my arm on when I'm reading on my side, and then it one in the back of it to lean on that and like cuddle. And then I have a bamboo body pillow.
Oh.
And then another one to like lean my arm. It's the saddest thing. But I love it.
Bamboo. I need to get the body pillow. That's like the next step.
Do you have a hospital bed?
A sleep number mattress where I like. I know.
Yes, one of the adjustable.
No,
beds.
I just I have
found
a regular.
One for cheap on Amazon. Girl, it's like it lifts your legs. I've got a foam mattress. There's a reason I don't leave my house.
Maybe
I
you
so
are
much
a little
weight.
More Lala than you think you are,
Mama. I just need my mama.
You're like at the opposite end of the spectrum where you're doing like the old man play with a hospital bed.
There
you're
is like, no play. I don't even want to fuck in my bed. I'm like, we can fuck somewhere else. In my bed, I want to lay down, read the news.
Lift the legs up.
Yes. I have a star machine like a baby. I like stare up at the stars. Well, I'm a crazy person. People are going to cut me out of my bedroom one day because I'm just getting fatter and fatter and loving every second of it. I love a bed.
I love a bed.
I need my mama. I need my papa.
The Bubbas are in bed eating pizza, which a lot of people were reacting negatively to, but I was like weirdly heartwarmed to see them enjoying each other's presence, like laughing together and like not having some sort of weird, horrible fight.
Well, alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm confused on this. Is she just giving up?
Because
at this
so.
Point, I think she's like, everyone on the internet's calling me a bitch. Everyone's saying I'm a nag. You know, he's not going to stop drinking, so I'll just get drunk with him. You
yeah.
know? And then you go into bed with a guy who smells weird and, like, drips pizza all over the place. I just feel like that's okay, because, I mean, that's how I live. But one day she's going to wake up and be like, I don't want to be drunk. I never wanted to be drunk in the first place. What
yeah.
am I doing? And then
yeah.
she's going to change back. And
I know. I feel like it's like now that she got the marriage and everything, like, he's hooked in, so she doesn't really have to like hold him accountable or try to hold him accountable anymore. But it's like, I mean,
next step is baby.
Yeah.
Because isn't she counting her ovulation days or whatever?
I think that there's might be a baby on the way.
Yeah.
I feel that like one of the past guests, Leslie Grossman, was like predicting that she thinks that Katie's pregnant and it's going to
really?
Be revealed either on a reunion or within like the next, like that's like the next reveal.
Oh, good for her.
She like threw down on that.
That's yeah. Because she's, I mean, said this is the trajectory. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just, I don't know. If you get Tom in the car, you've got Tom in the car. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And he's sweet and stuff.
He's sweet, but it's also like the cheating and not an inability to take any responsibility for like drinking or like his actions while he's drinking is like weird.
I mean, if Katie was my girlfriend, I'd be like, run, run. Because now she's just like, she's making jokes like, look at me, I'm fun, Katie.
Yeah.
Which she does every other season. Stop tricking me, Katie, because I fall for it every time. He says Katie Karma right there.
That was Katie Karma.
But she's like fun Katie. So she's like, if he cheats again, this time, maybe it'll be with me. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that was dark when she was like,
yeah.
And the person he has blackout cheat Holy. Sex with, me.
Maybe if he's going to make out in a bar with some stranger, maybe it'll be me. I'm like, that's so sad. That you assume that. And that also you assume that he's going to know you as a stranger or see you as a stranger. Poor Katie. I don't
Poor
know what
Katie.
To do about Katie. But
yeah.
again, that pilot episode, I was telling Ben, he's like Cliff from Cheers. Did you ever watch that sitcom?
Mm-mm.
There's a mailman who just sits there at the bar. He's always there. And he's like, hey, Sammy. You know, he's just like real low key, like, hey, what's going on, Sammy? And that's all Tom 2 did in the beginning, which mm-hmm. I forgot. He's always just sitting at the bar getting wasted. He had a lemon drop martini. I mean, that's an alcoholic.
Yeah, honey. And he wasn't that involved in the first season, right? Like, he was kind of more of
around more than I thought.
Oh, really?
I think he's still wearing the same old Navy shirts. Which
oh, yeah. I don't think he's
I approve of.
Changed much, like, in the way of fashion since.
Or hair. Yeah. Like, he's combed his hair. He washed his hair, like, maybe a year before that, and he's still going on that same wash.
Mm-hmm.
Bless his heart.
Oh, man. Stassi crashes into their room at 4:32 a.m. because Kristen's freaking out. And what weirded me out is that the producers were able to capture Bubba's in bed, like, dripping pizza all over the place and, like, rolling around, and didn't get any footage of Kristen, like, having a meltdown at Stassi. Like, where's that?
That's true, yeah.
Like, that's what I want
to
see.
They probably just figured they're wasted. Kristen's going to go to bed. Stassi said she's going to bed. Sometimes these camera crews are just like...
They're like...
They see so much shit sleep all day. Like, on Housewives, they started doing this thing where... It's like last night at 3 a.m, and it's someone's phone, iPhone camera, you mm-hmm. know? It's like Candy Burris taking something on her iPhone, like, you lazy fuckers, do you ever, what are you doing?
They're like, you guys just handle it, like, we're going to pass yes. the baton to you. But I wish, like, Stassi would have filmed Kristen flipping out.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't, but they're making it sound like Kristen's, like, one flew over the cuckoo's nest at this point.
Yeah, I think, like, so I've always had a theory that she kind of, like, lost her shit, like, season 2, season 3, and then, like, got on medication or something and kind of stabilized. But I think when she travels, like, truly, like, she needs stability and, like, and discipline in order to, like, successfully live her life. And so when she's taken out of that and just thrown into, like, vacay mode, like, in another country, she just, like, shuts down. And she kind of spoke to that. She was like, my brain just, like, goes crazy because I can't handle it.
But she was like, her brain was swimming in a like swamp of booze.
Yeah, dude. That's not gonna help.
Mixing, like, honestly, just from having lived it, I think it's mixing Adderall with alcohol because you don't get tired.
Yeah,
you're just drinking and drinking. You're like, I'm not drunk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're drunk. You just are not. You don't have the tired part. And then when you're just ready to crash, you can't crash. And then you start going cuckoo.
Yeah.
And it seems like, I mean, that's the most innocent explanation I can give
that
of
could
what
be.
They're all kind of going through. Because Jax is saying stuff like, well, it's like, if I did this, you just did it an hour ago. Do you not remember an hour ago, sir?
But I think Jax is, like, just straight up coked out. Like, I think that the morning after, when everyone's, like, waking up at, like, 7:30 a.m. and he's just sitting on the balcony, like, staring into the distance of his rock, I was like, that's the face of someone that never went to sleep.
Yes. Like, and how many mornings has he woken up with some kind of rock that he's like, do I break this up now or do I wait? Do I break this up now or do I wait?
He's like, it's black this time. What does it mean? I could tell that, like, Brittany also didn't know really what to do with him. Like, there is this really awkward moment where she was, like, trying to understand what he was doing out there. And then she just goes, well, I'll leave you to have your alone time. And it's a beautiful view here. And then it shows the view. It's, like, just for other buildings. And then she just kind of edges back into the hotel room and, like, disappears.
She knows that, Jax.
Yeah.
That's like Planet of the Apes Jax is sitting there.
Who's 7 a.m.
Just, like, ready to go, you know.
Saucer eyes. Who's, like, going to go to the water park.
I think a trigger word is Jax say when you're like, what are you doing, Jax? And he's, like, thinking. It's like, run.
Yeah.
Run, girl, run. And she knew. She's like, uh-oh.
Just taking some time.
Yeah.
Thinking.
Brittany's like, oh. And then he starts, like, kind of beating himself on the head with the rock.
Yeah.
And I know we're supposed to think that he's like, yeah, I'm really concentrating on peace. But I'm like, you're really hitting yourself on the head with the rock, Jax.
Yeah, like, and also that's not how crystals work. You don't, like, just hit, like, tap them against your forehead over and over at 7 a.m. and then, like, have a think and, like, hope for peace.
Yeah. Like, well, he doesn't even hope for peace. They showed the clip of the Reiki girl being like, what I really need you to do is visualize yourself having a good trip. And he's not. He's like, everyone's mean to me. I'm going to drown on my birthday. Everyone hates me. Why can't I just catch a break? It's my dream job. How was he offered a dream job between the time Brittany left, Reiki girl came over, and then Brittany came back home.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense, sir.
Nothing about the job adds up. And someone called into the Watch What Happens Live after show, and they were like, Brittany, was this job, like, real? Like, what is the deal? And she doesn't even know. She was like, well, he definitely did get a job, but, and I know the person who he was talking to about it, but I don't know what it was and what it entailed or the pay. Like, so basically it's not real. Like, it's like a Coke fantasy.
Yeah.
Like, he stayed up all night and was like, job offer hockey.
Job offer hockey. Dream. Dream.
Like, he did that thing when you're really coked out where you, like, decide you're going to call, like, an old friend at 5 a.m. and called his friend in Tampa and then just, like, coke talk to him.
I want
to
tell you this. I'm about to die of a heart attack and I need to...
He's like, man, maybe you can change your life. Like, maybe there's some sort of opportunities here, like in Tampa with hockey or something.
Like,
he's like, a job? A job? My dream job. And then that's like how he got the job. Like, that, like, I don't believe that there was a job.
Social media for a hot. I love when Stassi was like, hockey, social media. Huge.
Everyone that he asked him, but his answer changed every time.
Well, like, when it's in front of Stassi, he's like, oh, yeah, it's events.
Events. Event planning. Client relations, social media, like,
James okay. is like, what kind? He's like, DJing, social media, party planning, social media, party planning, hockey. It's my dream. Like, you do not have dreams, okay?
No.
You haven't had dreams since your 20s.
Jax closes his eyes and it just is, like, plunged into darkness, like, has never had, like, a fantasy, really.
I know. It's like when you stop taking Ambien and then suddenly have dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did I have 20 dreams and why do I remember them all?
Yeah.
Bring back drugs into my life.
It's so weird to me, too, that, like, so Stassi comes into Katie and Tom's room and she's talking about Kristen's freak out. And she's like, I don't know what to do. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, what is it? I don't understand it. And it's like, none of them have, like, the vocabulary of, like, addiction and alcoholism. Like, in their realm, like, they don't know how to, like, put a name to that and, like, process.
Well, thank
it.
God. I mean, the whole village would die.
Yeah,
it's like, you don't poison the well. Okay, the first time somebody in your group, also I've lived it, sorry I'm old, but once somebody in your group is like, I've been to AA, suddenly everybody's a drunk and they're diagnosing everybody, and then everybody spins into some crisis where they're like, we're drug addicts.
Mm-hmm.
Discover that at home, not on my television. Okay?
Yeah. They got Shay out of there.
Oh, yeah. He was the addict.
Yeah. They're like, anyways, goodbye. Good luck with your pill problem. See you later. Pack up your suitcase and roll on out of here.
The second you admit it, you're out of there.
Yeah, you're
and
not.
And who wants to be around that anyway? It's like you're sober up and then you're like with your friends who are wasted. I mean, at least Shay wasn't driving places, I'm assuming, because he looked too tired to even get up off the damn couch.
No, he couldn't. He was like only horizontal with like pillows on his body and like a fan on his face, which is how anyone would be sober having to hang out with this crowd.
Yes. Well, you remember Sheena when she got in so much trouble because she's like, let's go out and celebrate sobriety. Oh, one of each of the prime cocktails or whatever. And people were like, Sheena, he's saying he's an alcoholic. And she's like, you can just have one or two.
Just get a buzz. Don't get wasted. But that's, they're now all operating on, we get buzzed, but we don't get wasted. Which is like, think to speak to your point is like, we all take so much Adderall that we don't ever get too wasted, except for Kristen, who recently drowned. And we don't know why. And like, but it's just like, the lack of any sort, you would think that someone would be like, that's because Kristen like has a drinking problem or be able to identify that. But I guess I give them too much credit.
Well, I think they probably all know in their head. Well, I mean, look, the worst one to me is Tom Schwartz.
Schwartz, yeah.
I mean, he's like the most obvious.
Anytime you cut to him, he's just like pouring alcohol like onto his face, like down his throat.
And now he's starting to do different accents. He's like trying. Did you notice that he got an accent in that scene where he's so wasted? I was like, what are you doing? He's like trying to do Speedy Gonzalez as his wit. I'm like, what are you doing? I don't even understand that. And he's so cute and nice and everything, but he couldn't even work behind the bar one night.
No, I mean, he's pretty worthless.
Yeah.
He's not bringing a lot to the table.
God, but can you imagine what he's going to be like when he sobers up? Oh my God. Leave me alone already. Okay. He's going to be like, guess what I did today? Built a treehouse. Like, he's going to be one of those.
He could be a good dad if he's, like, so... Like, maybe that's the role he was born to play.
Yeah. Maybe just, like, waiting for that baby to come.
Like, being, like, a stay-at-home dad, like, making sandwiches, cutting the crusts off.
Ew, he probably would.
Getting kind of like leaning into his dad bod, just kind of being there, like allowing Katie to just like boss him around yeah. and like just God, hanging with the kids. Her. Yeah.
She only talks to us like that because she loves us, guys. Same reason I cut off these crusts. So you'll never have to experience pain again, like me.
He's like, Mommy had too much tequila today, so we locked her in her bedroom, but now we're just going to have playtime.
Tequila Katie. She's taking those, like, children's letters on the refrigerator and just being like, fuck you, it's your mom. Tequila Mommy came back last night. Tequila
Mommy. Katie, there's a moment where they're in the van on the way to the water park, and James is like, I can't wait to get drunk. And Katie's just fully passed out with like her mouth open, like slumped down in the seat while everyone's screaming around her, which I really appreciated her ability to just like, because I'm the same way where if I'm like so tired, I can just put myself down anywhere.
I can sleep anywhere. Yeah. It's like army stories where people are like, I was in the middle of a war, but they say take a nap, and you immediately are like,
yeah,
you never get to sleep.
That's me. This water park is disgusting. Like, can we all just agree on that?
Mexico, you don't get to just slap a title on something and pretend it's true. Yeah. They're like, it's a water park. It's a swamp with a rope tied to a tree.
It's like, literally like people willingly just going to go hang out like in a toilet all day.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's very apropos of this cast, you know?
Yeah.
Like swimming in rivers of shit. I love Jax just refusing to leave the shallow
He's
end.
He's shell shocked. He's just sitting on the steps the whole time, being like, trying to like process. He's getting like a little bit sunstroked and like, not He's really. Like,
I don't want to die in Mexico. I'm like, put down the cocaine.
Yeah.
Why are you afraid of water and not cocaine? You are misdiagnosing.
Have a heart attack. Sheena's like, it's not high elevation. It's not.
It's the same elevation as Big Bear, which is where Rob has a place. Well, it's like totally different.
They get to the water park and James immediately starts like guzzling daiquiris. And Kristen poses with parrots. And then Brittany has never seen any wildlife like ever in her life is what I realized.
It's all I wanted. Brittany goes, see wildlife.
They're so gorgeous. They are so beautiful. Like, moved by these parrots in captivity being forced to work in Mexico, like, chained to, like, a fence. And then Lala, like, under her breath, she's like, I've developed a deep fear of birds. Like, just like, everyone's having a lot of emotions.
The first part of that.
Yeah.
Because she said something I didn't hear. And then she goes, they're just, like, with their beaks, like,
yeah.
Like, I like that she's making even the birds like street, you know?
Yeah. She like just had an aside moment where she's like, developed a deep fear of birds.
Papa. Papa. I need my mama.
I love that Brittany, she's posing with the birds. They're like, Kristen, you know, posing. And then it comes to Brittany and they're all on her head. Yeah. What the fuck, Brittany?
Brittany is like, just gets in there with the animals and like, she's so fascinated by that. Like, they see a lizard and she's like, he looks like a little dinosaur. I love it. And like, it's like she has never seen even a photo of a lizard before. It's like, what are these animals?
It looks like a dinosaur.
The lemur.
We saw a lemur. It was a lemur. I saw a lemur. A lemur.
He's like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die young.
Yes. It looks like a cat and a possum.
Sheena goes, it's like a cat and a possum. And she goes, it's like a cat and a possum. She's like, Brittany's like, no, it's like a cat. And a possum's a wild animal, right? It looks like a cat and a wild animal with She's a like, bird on its head.
We had those on the farm, so I know what you're talking about. It looks like a dinosaur. She's no, don't have that on the farm, so there's no frame of reference in the animal kingdom for like, what a lizard looks like to her other than a dinosaur. Brittany like feels like she went on safari, like she came back from Mexico feeling like, oh my god, I experienced exotic wildlife.
No kidding. Wait till she sees a guinea pig, she's gonna shit herself on TV.
They're so gorgeous, they're so beautiful.
All I wanted my whole life was to see wildlife.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Peter's wearing the shortest shorts.
Poor Peter.
He's been just reduced to like the butt of a joke. Like
literally.
Literally.
His butt is hanging out of shorts.
Yeah.
Peter, come on.
And like he can't get it together. He's like, this life jacket's small, but it's large. And like, it's just like, he doesn't fit, yet he's still there.
He can't. And I don't know why it is, because he's so cute. And in the first season, he was just as douchey as Jax and the rest of them.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, where you from, honey? You know, to a waitress. He was that guy with like the bald ponytail and stuff. So I don't know. I think he learned the Bravo thing where it's like, if you just don't ever say anything, people will like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's works, neutral right? now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The water is green. It gets greener as the day goes on.
That's all the toxins coming out of Jax in the shallow end.
Jax is just sitting on the steps, peeing like a constant stream of urine into the water.
It's
like
kryptonite just coming out of Jax.
Kristen and Stassi have a fight. They fight like sisters. Like, I've had female friends where I've fought with them in that way.
That's how I fight with my female friends, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and they're like, oh, you're right.
Let's not fight anymore. Okay, you're wrong. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm so stressed out. And you're like, I'm so stressed out. And then you just get over it. Like, the huge fight that you had the night before.
Because you know you're both right.
Yeah.
You know? Kristen, and you know that the other one knows that they're right. And they know that, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like both of them are at fault, obviously. Like, they bring a dynamic to the table that, like, doesn't work out. Yeah.
Ben,
like,
used to call it the lazy Susan of awful, because you just don't know who's next. It's like they're just all fucking terrible. What was I going to ask you about Stassi and Krista? Stassi and Krista, they're talking. They're really being awful. Oh, I forgot. It's going to come back.
Yeah, they're having like their confrontation moment where Stassi tries. Yeah.
The Copenhagen trip.
We finally get closure on what the fuck happened.
Because my memory is... like bad from like yesterday.
Yeah.
But from what I remember from seeing on Instagram, wasn't Kristen Instagramming like, well, sometimes you learn who your friends are when you're in the middle of a snowstorm in Copenhagen. Or whatever. And then Stassi and all them were posting like glossy filtered pictures of themselves like, look at us. We're in a cafe with berets on. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh my God, Kristen quit the show.
Yeah.
That was it, right?
Is yeah, that was that about? Trip. Yeah. Oh, and God. Everyone was thrown into like a frenzy of like what happened in Europe and like none of them would say.
Probably. And when was that? Where were the cameras for that?
I don't know. That was a real missed opportunity because like Kristen like channeling the devil and like throwing herself against walls and like freaking out is something I'm 100% here for.
Yes. And then just waking up alone in Copenhagen. Could you imagine Kristen just trying to do anything there? Like, who can fucking do? Seriously, Tom? Anybody? What do I do?
She's like, if I travel without Carter, like I just get the worst anxiety. Like I just like, I don't know, like my body, like and like.
You have her physicality, really.
So she's
really
like,
down. Old,
like really. I just like she is like my spirit animal. I want Kristen to have a travel show where the whole shows that she has to go to foreign countries. And like interview people and like try new restaurants. She'd just be like freaking out. Like it's completely short circuiting. It ends with her like in a straitjacket just getting toted
that is
off.
Hilarious.
The water park, it's just like it's a chill.
I love where did you grow up?
I grew up in Oklahoma.
Oh, you told me. Oh, yeah. So you're not used to, like, natural water sources.
No, but I'm also, like, I was getting triggered because there was a water park in Oklahoma City that's, like, white water, or that's called white water. Mm. And so it was the same thing. It was giving me flashes of that. I'm like, this is not, like, you don't go to Mexico to go, like, to this water park.
No, you don't.
You know what I mean? Like, go be on the beach.
I grew up next to the Rio Grande, which is like, hey, you want to catch a, you know, poisonous catfish or whatever. Or in Austin, there's lakes. There's five lakes. And people are like, we're lake people. I went in there. I still have white dots on my arm sometimes. Like, you have to buy Selsun Blue with an orange cap to scrub all the shit that comes onto you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get you. I have a fear of the green water, too.
And I was, like, a lake person, like, growing up. But there's something about just, like, people in inner tubes, like so many people just like chilling and drinking and floating that I'm like, I don't relate. That's not
ever
how
done
I
the
ever
float down the river thing.
Like the lazy river.
Yeah. Where everybody's on inner tubes and then there's like coolers on an inner tube and you just get wasted and float down the river. But it's the same thing.
Yeah. Know? I've done like getting drunk in a lake and I just got the worst sunburn of my life, like almost like a third degree sunburn on my shoulder. And I was like, maybe this isn't for me.
Yeah. It's not for me either. But I love that you're mortified every time you write down water. You're like, and then the water.
No, it was like, every time they showed it, I was just like fully having like a reaction. I couldn't take it. Brittany comes over to try and talk to Jax and tells him about the lemurs. And then...
Oh, I love her just trying to act excited. Like, Dad's upset again. He might start hitting somebody. And she's like, Daddy, we saw lemurs. Lemur, lemur, dinosaur. Dinosaur, lemur, lemur, lemur. My head's bleeding. I forget why. a dinosaur bird was on it. It was so fun, though. Wild animals. She's like, oh, my hockey dreams. Everybody hates me.
She's like, I just want you to know I'm so happy for you, and I'm just happy for you. What the thing you need to take away from this conversation is how happy I am for you. And it's like, no one's taught, like, she, it's so, the cycle of abuse is so evident, like, and it's sad.
Yeah. But
there's like, I guess nothing's going to happen and maybe they'll get married.
This is a horrible thing to say, but I always say they don't throw parades for punching bags. Like, at some point you just got to be like, I mean, I've watched a lot of Lifetime too, and I'm older. So part of me is like, do you not have cable? Like, when do you run? Like,
have you not read this? Yeah. Like, have you not even read like a 17 magazine growing up or something? Like, I remember there was always in like YM, like a story about like an abusive boyfriend and how to like identify that. And it's like, she doesn't have any of those tools or just straight up doesn't care or
is
in denial
on this show, because it's funny and you're laughing, but it is a cycle, you know, it is, you're like, I'm laughing at appears, but I don't know. I'm not really laughing, I guess, at that, but it is so obvious. She gets so scared. But I think, again, it is because she's like, lemur, lemur, rhymes with dreamer. And he's like thinking. She's like, ah. She starts backing away like, he's thinking again.
Yeah. And like in those moments, it's like, oh, my God, that's funny. But then when you actually like contextualize it in like a bigger picture, it's like, OK, well, people are now profiting off of this like horrifying relationship where it's like, also, I didn't think that it could get much worse than Tom and Katie, but I always underestimate what these people bring to the table.
Tom and Katie, I mean, the relationships on this show this year really have, like, literally depressed me. I'm like, this is why I stay single.
Yeah.
Like, when they went to El Coyote, and she's like, oh my God, Tom, did you do this just for me? You got this just for me? Yes, Katie. He went out and he hired a mariachi band from Mexico and flew them in. It's like,
they literally are by the door.
They're working for a dollar.
He gave them $5 and said, play the song you always play. And then
they didn't even. He was probably like, you want to be on TV?
He's like, no, production gave it. That was like, can you just come around here and play the song for them?
Yeah. And we're like, oh my God, this is the saddest thing ever. And then I'm like, hey, want to go to El Coyote and eat jalapeno poppers with ranch? And then we go and we're like, ha ha ha. And every table around us seems to have jalapeno peppers and ranch. I'm like, we are a sick fucking world. You know that?
I love that you went there from that.
I never know where to go. I don't leave that much. So if I have like date night with a friend, I'll just go wherever I just saw last on TV.
Were the jalapeno poppers good?
Very good.
Oh, I love
that. I think they're from the frozen section at Costco.
Yeah, I was getting that vibe from them. But those are delicious.
Good. They're very good.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't on this show, that's for sure.
Brittany's like, she's like, you know, it was a hard night last night, but Jack stayed calm. And so maybe the Reiki and stones are working. And it's like,
No. Well, what do you think of that? Because I see why he was, I know this is, but I see what she means, because she's like, he's saying he doesn't want everybody to beat him up. It's his birthday trip. This is his big fear of the trip, is that everyone's going to yell at Jax. So the second he leaves the table, she's like, well, Jax got a job offer. And then the girl, so to him, it looks like Brittany just started bitching and got the girls against him. So that's why she's like, are you mad? Are you mad? But still, you can't get mad at somebody for repeating news that's supposed to be good for you.
Yeah. He just does. He holds a lot. He tries to hold people hostage and say like, well, if I'm going to go on this trip, then we can't talk about anything, like any of your problems with me. And he always is getting mad at her for like bringing up very valid concerns. And so, and that's just like what it always comes back to, is anytime she tries to like say like, well, I'm not so into this, or like, I have a problem with that, it's like he immediately attacks her. And it's
he's
like
a monster.
Yeah, he is a monster.
Remember that time where she's like, well, I was just upstairs pecking with the dogs and it's getting hot up there, and he's like, yeah, I turned the air conditioner off up there. Like, if anybody needs more evidence, there it is. That's all you'll ever need to know.
I didn't even catch that.
Such an asshole. He's such an asshole.
He's the worst. James travels with his mini steamer and he sprays cologne into his clothes before he steams them, which is not the way you should treat your clothes. Like, that's actually bad for your clothes.
Well, I'm sure, but I just, ever since James told that story about his dad, I just picture him living on the roof of a bar, you know? But like, maybe spraying someone's cologne that he stole over like the chimney and like trying to make it smell better.
Yeah.
I don't know. James is on the victim tour right now. And I'm like, do I believe him? Bullying. I'm like, do I? I mean, I was bullied, but I'm like, Like, you're a thin, good-looking, white, blonde guy. Like,
yeah.
But, you know, then it becomes Pain Olympics. Like, I mean, he got his leg broken.
He got his leg broken. I mean, I feel for him because I think that he probably did have a really fucked up childhood because we've seen, like, who his parents are and what he's dealing with in terms of, like, them. And
we've
then
all been discerned seeing him.
Wiki, wiki, wiki. But then, like, yeah, I feel for James. Like, I think that he has a lot of demons, and I have a lot of empathy for him. Because he's also still young, so I feel like there's time for him to change. Young. Whereas someone like Jax, it's like, this is it.
Well, James seems like a nice boy, but that just drinks too much and goes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then, you know, I don't know the show. I'm just going to stick with this episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, this episode I felt bad. And then Kristen's like, well, I feel for young James. Ugh. And then they like have that moment. She's like, be kind, James. And he's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I'll be kind, bro. And then they look at each other like gleamily. And I'm like, oh, God.
They have a moment. Are they going to fuck? Is that what they fight about?
Probably, because you know they both.
They're both into it. Yeah. They're ready to go down that road.
They'll probably be that couple their whole life.
They're never not.
Oh, we forgot they dated. Yeah. And then you're like, oh my God, they're screaming and fucking in the kitchen again. You mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, totally. James also tattles on Sheena's like meddling in the relationship, which to me, that whole thing with Adam seems like such a fake storyline. Like, I feel like Adam's getting introduced as like an alternate character or like someone that could be in a spinoff or some like. I don't know. I just don't trust it.
I guess next year, it seems like they're going to try and spin off the older people to Tom Tom and then.
And then do another
Lala
young.
And James and Adam and Wesley. And then they've got Katie O'Malley up in the office.
Oh my God. Katie O'Malley. That, you know, I forgot
got
about
all these
her.
People that are kind of like lined up.
Katie O'Malley is still working at Sir.
She's the actual event planner at Sir. I know, because we were going to do like an after party. We were mm-hmm. like, what if we went to Sir? And
yeah.
So I called and they're like, well, it's a $4,000 minimum for it. And I was like, we need like 3 tables in your bar. Get over yourself. And
yeah.
It was from Katie O'Malley. And she was very lovely and nice. But I was like, poor Katie. It's like,
I'm shocked when she couldn't even memorize like the menu. And she's like, what is wine? Yeah. Like, she's like, it's white or red. And like.
Lisa
and then
Vanderpump's
Lisa's like, you're hired. Please run the business side of this event planning.
Lisa Vanderpump is like, do you know what mayonnaise is? And she's like, potato vodka. Like, perfect. You're in, Katie O'Malley.
Oh my God. But wait, why would James and Lala, they just because they're younger, you think that they would have to stick with like the.
Well, this is all in my own head. I've heard I've heard nothing about how long can they keep a show about.
People that
old
work.
Old people who don't even pretend to work there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, Stassi's not there. Kristen's not there. They're missing all this great shit. They should have been on that Copenhagen trip.
They should have.
Because Stassi and Kristen are on the show because they're still really entertaining and good, mm-hmm. but they don't ever have anything to do, you know?
Yeah. So then we get, like, fake event planning storylines. I wonder if Katie O'Malley feels pissed that Stassi is being, like, shown as the event planner.
Probably, but some of them really just don't want to do it, which is odd. I think they suffer from that young thing in LA where they're like, we're actors, so we're not going to be on a reality show. So. And then, you know, it takes like a certain beat down before you're like, okay, I'll be on a reality show.
Yeah. But I also feel like if you're in like the Sir universe and you think of yourself as like an actor that's too good to be on a reality TV show, you're like, you've reached a level of delusion. Like, you're fooling yourself. It's the only person you're fooling.
Yeah, but you're also surrounded by people who are coming there every night. And, like, Lisa's like, show up on Saturday. That's your day to like, be Mickey Mouse or whatever.
Yeah.
Where they have to pretend they're there. And then people freak out all over them, you know?
I know, but does no one understand that they're freaking out? Well, I guess there is, like, there's always a quotient of people that are freaking out earnestly, like, being like, I love you! But then, like, most people, I think, are freaking out, like, we're in the zoo seeing like the gorillas, like
totally,
and like laughing.
Ellie waited on me one time and I was like, hee 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 hee. And she just was like,
who did?
Ellie, the one who woke up in the bed with James and took pictures. And I just thought, you poor thing, you actually work here. And you just, you know, she just came to the table like,
can you imagine? You fucked James Kennedy, had a selfie, and like had it blasted out on a show that you never even really wanted to be a part of, and then you have to just work there.
I think once you're taking selfies of yourself in James's bed behind on the floor, I mean, it's like the most embarrassing place to be. The mattress on the floor in the big old gay guy's apartment. Mm-hmm. He's still sleeping behind that IKEA screen. That's you sad. Really want to be on a show.
I mean, yeah, that's
give
true.
Give her the job already.
Katie shames Tom Schwartz for his dad bod, which whatever. Lala says her man wants her to come home and he's over it because she's been gone for 24 hours.
Oh my God, you've only been gone a day.
Sheena.
And Sheena's like, that reminds me, I need to call Rob. And then FaceTimes Rob while he's driving, which seems Rob, pretty.
There's another abusive relationship. I mean, what the hell, Sheena?
Yeah, I don't love Rob.
I hate Rob. What a dick.
Yeah.
Divorce closet. How much Sheena savings went into that?
That is like crazy to me that no one, that like Sheena would allow herself to get into that situation where someone literally says like, to your face, like, this is a whole thing that's based off of you that like you'll be the face of, and but I'm going to have most of the equity in. Sound good?
And she's like, and it's probably I got him and pay attention. Yeah. She's like, I can see your blue eyes right now. It's like, Sheena, you idiot. And people really come down on Sheena hard in the world, but I think she's just like such a wounded little, broken little bird.
Yeah.
I just want to be like, it's okay. Be quiet and have some self-respect. Like, some self-respect. Come on, Sheena.
Yeah, I'm just like, learn to love yourself or just like be okay with who you are.
And admit, I don't know. Oh my God, don't get me start diagnosing people. Because now I'm like, let's hug.
No, yeah.
But also then let me berate you for an hour.
No, totally. And like, Rob also, what irritates me about him is he acts like he's so above all of the like show stuff. Like he doesn't really want to be there, but he'll like play ball. And then he's like, I would love it if all of you guys just turned off your phones and like decided to be present on this trip. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about?
What
they're filming their show in Mexico.
Can I have some slips that you actually work
for
the first? He's doing some travel thing now. But
on like cable access.
He's a real actor and a producer. And they're like, what did he produce? She's like, a charity. I'm like, what? What? That makes no sense. So he has a tax shelter.
He has a production company. But I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
No one knows.
What is it that, I don't know. And he's just like Stassi's ex.
Yeah.
Did she break up with him yet? Patrick. He's Patrick. The same. He's like, I don't really want to be here. Man, I'm above this. You're an idiot. And you have a man bun.
Yeah. I hate Patrick. Weirdly, I've had multiple people tell me about their Patrick sightings in LA recently. And specifically in this neighborhood.
Ew.
Which really freaks me out.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I've had it reported to me that he's been at like the Starbucks that's like a block away. And I'm like, is nowhere safe.
It's not. We live in the same neighborhood. I mean, we live in this neighborhood. You know, you see that shit all the time. I used to think they were really in like Burbank or something, or the Valley or something. Because
they are right around the corner.
It's those 60s ones, you know, those 60s buildings that kind of remind me of that. But yeah, I mean, I guess they're here.
No, they are around. Lisa's cooking what appears to be dog food, but it's actually just her pasta.
pasta.
That's like a new recipe that she's coming up with. For Sir, which I love how we've gone from those. Remember, they would always have those like scenes that they would film with a chef who was who would come up with new menu items, and then there'd be a whole tasting. And now we've just boiled it down to like what actually happens is Lisa cooks, chops a few things up, puts them in a pot, stirs them, and then tells someone to make that recipe. At
pretty
the
much,
yeah,
a bolognese without meat.
It's not a bolognese. Gun's like
mango, so a tomato sauce.
She chopped like one mushroom. Even the way she was chopping, I was like, you don't really know what you're doing, do you?
Yeah, she did not have knife skills. She's like, look at me cutting a dried tomato. And Ken's like, just feed me. I'll eat whatever you make. I'm like, yes, so will the customer. It's like the perfect customer for Sir.
Yeah, and then Lisa's like, I know you will. It's all you do. And like fat shames him.
I know, second time in this show. I guess it's okay to fat shame a man.
It's not okay. I felt bad for Ken.
And he just looked at her like, He's fuck like, off.
Yeah.
I love their age lies too, because they're so funny. You know, Lisa has hired some queen. That queen who runs her dog business, her mm-hmm. restaurant, her Yulin festival, whatever. John.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, John, be sure you're on Wikipedia every morning at 6 a.m. to make sure no one's edited our age. Like, you guys are such liars.
I know. And I'm not an age shamer. How old do they say they are?
Well, last year on Beverly Hills,
Lisa's they had like, I'm 55 or something like yeah. that. And I'm like.
And they had Ken's 60th birthday or 65th birthday. Either one is a damn lie.
Yeah.
Ken is 80 if he's a damn day.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true.
Which be 80. Who cares? You yeah. look weirder when you're pretending to be 60 and you can barely move.
It's cool to be older and then appear like right. younger and people are like, oh my God, you look amazing. Yeah. Like, no one would be like, you crypt keeper, go back to the grave.
How old do I look? Tell me the truth. And they're like, 70. How dare you? 42.
Brittany looks really hot when she gets ready to go out with her like spider webby body chain. Mm-hmm. And then Jax is like, he seems really coked out again and confronts her about the Adam and Sheena situation, which I'm like, not sure. Like, I get that this is a storyline that they all kind of have to commit to, but it's always like, I can tell when something's being produced or kind of fake because it's yeah. like, they just give it like 50% of. Like the real push that they should be giving it.
A lot of like the Tom and Ariana stuff this year is like them in bed and him being like, well, you know, I'm really upset about maybe we're not going to get the percentage. And she's like, be a man, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. You know, like some of them are just like, you get it. Or like Stassi, a lot of her stuff this year, like, but I'm into an event planning. It's like water glasses or whatever. You know, I'm like, okay. But this stuff, Jax really looks menacing and terrifying. And Brittany looks terrified. I mean, when Jax is like, do you want me to make you a drink? She's like, ah, drinking? Are we thinking of drinking? She's like, 911 dinosaur.
Yeah. It's like Jax is going through the motions of like confronting her, but then she's going through like the real fear reaction yeah. to like this could lead to like a Jax meltdown in some way, shape, or form. But
yeah.
And like for me as a viewer, I'm like, well, he's just like practicing, he's like rehearsed his lines and like knows what to say. And I don't think that he really cares that much. Like, I don't think that he's.
Well, since they haven't talked about it, don't you think that he really thinks that she was doing something? Because it seems like he thinks she was doing something bad, which when he watches the video, just knowing how that monster thinks, he's probably just going to be like, well, you were flirting and you were, you know, trying yeah. to compare it and make her feel bad. And so she's probably like, Shane told me this wasn't going to go anywhere, you know?
Yeah, it's just, it confuses me because I'm like, don't you all know that like you're on this show where you're filming your sixth season and people need storyline. So of course she and Adam's the new character that showed up at right. Sir. Like, so this is all just kind of for cameras and not like the real issue that you need to be worried about. But then again, I guess it's like Jax and Kristen like fucked. So
I don't know. Cause so many of the things actually come true or really yeah. happen.
Mm-hmm.
It must just seem like so boring because they shot a long time this season. They shot a long season.
Yeah.
And it's like nothing happens. And then everything happens really within an hour or two that they show for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think Jax is just at the point where he doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah.
I think he's just as blacking out.
He's just on more and more amphetamines.
I mean, I don't know what's
he's
going
like crystals.
On.
He's like on two kinds of crystal.
Yes.
The gang goes to Sir Steakhouse and then Peter makes the dumbest joke where he's like, I'm not managing tonight. And I was just like,
you'd actually be more interesting if you were.
Yeah. Like the one no line offense. He said other than his like tight little, what's it called? Floaty.
Yeah.
Vest.
And Lisa, when Tom calls her, he's like, guess where we are? Yes. She's like, I don't want to guess. Like, yes. She's like, no. Wait, sir. I thought you were in Mexico. Sir, in Mexico. I didn't know there was one. I'm like, you liar.
Yeah.
You liar, Lisa Vanderpump. They're like, would you like some gochis rondesos? Yeah.
I want to see, like, James trying to speak Spanish to like the people that work at Sir Steakhouse, because I really liked that moment when he's like a pina colada, por favor, or whatever he said.
Yeah, it's like es que vi- in the oh.
And then there was that amazing. Did you catch like that transitional song where they were like, "Hola, ¿cómo estás? I'm ready to party." It was like something like that. But then this episode, because they're in Mexico, they like decided to incorporate some Spanish lyrics into the mix.
Wasn't this the one that was like boom, 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 ba dum ba dum, boom? Because it sounded like it was going pasta, pasta, pasta at the White House. What is this song?
Pasta at the warehouse.
It sounded, I wrote pasta at the White House, but I was like, what is this song? It's like the poor music people who are doing it now are just so bored. They're like, kneecap, knits, kneecap, and wall, wall. Saying random things they see around their house.
Yeah, this one, the lyrics of the song were really, were literally, hello, how are you? I'm ready to party. Like, or something along those lines. And I was like, wow, they knocked it out of the park. Jax and James have a real serious moment where Jax is like, you should come over. I have a drum kit now. We have a drum kit and DJ. And James is like, yeah, mate, yeah, mate. And like they're just having like, it's getting too real.
Yeah, those are good friends, you know? I mean, anybody who shares their Coke with you, that's not a cheap drug.
Yeah, no, it's not. And like they seem to, and now that James has kind of ratted out Sheena and Brittany, like he's in the inner circle of Jax.
Yeah, but he also ratted out Jax. Like Jax remembers things like that.
Yeah.
I think that's all he remembers, but he'll get James.
He'll get him. Sheena launches into her Rob monologue. Her monorob.
Oh my God. Her Robologue.
Her Robologue. What? Oh, like, Sheena. Is she just, I guess I sometimes can be a repeat offender and tell the same story over and over, but like she word for word just says, he is so handy.
That was crazy.
Has a TV installed in 7 minutes, did the flat screen. He hooked up our surround sound. He, it's like, what is like?
He was in the movie Hitch in less than 7 minutes. On my car.
Was Rob in the movie Hitch?
No, but she was like, Amber. He took off my hitch on the trailer and put out my car and like left him for. I'm just grabbing onto any little the words flat she says. Screen.
The flat screen in 7 minutes is actually maybe the, it is a truly amazing feat.
And it also never fucking happened, okay? I hired a very good task rabbit to put up my TV.
Yeah.
There is no way someone got that shit up in 7 minutes.
Like, Gina. Maybe it took him 7 minutes to, like, lift the TV up and, like, center it onto the
like
anchor.
Yes, like, was screwed on. Yeah. You know, the back was screwed on and the thing was already in the wall and he had to, like, lift it up. I love your sound bar. I'm so jealous.
It took a long, way long. It took 2 days.
See?
It took 2 days.
It takes time.
The TV.
I want a sound bar. I want a sound bar.
Yeah, the TV to put on the wall. I mean, that took like.
I did that.
I forced my boyfriend to do it, and he did not do it in 7 minutes.
No.
No.
No one does. No. And look how straight it is, or like level it is.
Yeah. Well, a task rabbit hung a different TV, and then I got this TV, and then it sat in a box for a year in my apartment while I tried to like figure out what to do. And then I constructed it, but it was like a long, it was maybe the whole thing took like 2 years start to finish. Which is a lot longer than 7 minutes. Maybe that's my problem.
Well, I got a task rabbit and they're like really, he's like, I'm from Glee. I'm like, no, you're not.
Every time I get somebody
to come over and do something, they're like, I'm from this show. Like one of them was from the sitcom. The guy who fixed my scooter one time was from a sitcom on Disney. And I'm like, no, you're not. Oh, Hannah Montana. Was that on Disney?
Yeah.
You know I Googled that shit. And I was like, no, he's not. Why is he fixing
scooters? Like, featured extra.
Story. Yeah. Anyway, my TV, I had someone come hang. It was always wobbly. He put a big hole in my wall. Fucking idiot. And I got one on Amazon Prime Day or whatever for super cheap. So I was like, I'm getting a big TV. And I was like, I could just use the same back, but it's on a different part of the TV. So now my TV's like really high for no reason. And even doing that took me 45 minutes.
Yeah. Gina. No, it's a trials and tribulations. Also, Someone had pointed out that the flat, there was a flat screen in Big Bear that was really small, and they thought that that might have been the 7 minute.
Yeah, maybe. That makes more sense. Fucking Sheena.
Yeah, and like everyone's yawning. They've heard enough. And she's like, listen to me.
I'm talking. Listen to me.
James revealed that he was bullied, but then there was like some confusion because some people said it was like they squeezed his hands, but then they squeezed his legs and he heard a crack. So I was
they squeezed his leg so hard that it broke, I guess.
I'm like, maybe he didn't drink enough milk as a child because those are some brittle bones.
Well, his parents are janky. You know, they probably never fed him.
Yeah.
Poor thing. But also, Lala totally forces him into this moment. She's like, I'm on your lap, Juju.
Yeah.
Juju, Juju. Juju, Juju, Mama. Mama, Baba. She's like, tell him about your past. He's like, no, I don't want to do that, bro. She's like, come on, do it. She's like, he was bullied. They broke his leg. Mama. Papa. And Kristen's like, mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, no, don't tell them about. She's like, oh, yeah. Or the person that lived with you, maybe. And like, Lala goes, you're the most amazing person I've ever met. To James. That she's ever met is James Kennedy. That's pretty wild.
Lala. Some of these people I feel so bad for. Because I just imagine Lala on some Saudi yacht being peed on. Yeah. I can never really hate Lala. Like, I hate a lot of her decisions and shit that comes out of her mouth. But I really like her. I just feel so bad for her.
I like her a lot. I don't really feel bad for her. Like, I feel like maybe she might have gone through, like, a yacht pee moment. But now she's kind of like...
But when it was freeing, you know? Like, I'm on a yacht!
Yeah.
This is my choice.
Okay. Yeah. And now she's kind of leaning into, like, this empowered... Like, she's dating this guy. She may be in more films. I don't know.
But is she...
I don't know.
She is, right? She did do something, I think.
She did something. Ben and I watched the movie...
Oh, God. God.
Hitching Love and Catching Faith, which you need to watch. It's like...
No!
It's unreal. It's like The Room. And Lala is actually very good in it, but the whole movie, it's like... I went to film school and it was worse than any student film I'd ever seen in film school, and it... So bad that it reached like a kind of like an artistic level of badness.
Like people are going to learn the lines and put on wigs.
Yeah, it was like, it was truly something else.
You know, the reason I feel bad for her is because I just see her on Instagram. She looks slightly less crazy on TV, and mm-hmm. maybe it's because I'm just used to it.
Yeah.
But I think when you're that young, I just think it's like facial mutilation at some point. It's mm-hmm. like just cutting yourself. I'm like, why are you doing that? You're like the naturally most gorgeous person.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me sad. Like, are you happy? Like, I get like you're free to do whatever you want, but
yeah,
would you be happy? I mean, come on.
What's the real story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes me sad. And like, I get that it's like your freedom and your right to do it. I'm not taking that away. It's just, I'm not judging it like you slut. I'm judging it like you've got to be sad.
Yeah.
Right?
They all have gotten now into like... The total facial reconstructions. Like
seeing Stassi's forehead move in the first episode gave me nightmares. I was like, who are you? When did that happen?
Yeah.
I'm not used to seeing that.
And now I'm so used to like people emoting. Like I feel like I never see people's foreheads move, especially on reality TV. So then I always just like, it's like I think emotion and stuff is what they're serving. And then when you actually see someone like, giving you really raw emotion that hasn't had like Botox or fillers, you're like, oh my God, like that's what that is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm horrifying when I cry. Horrifying. My whole face contorts. My friends are like, just a shot. It's just one little shot. It's not that much. Make an effort. I'm like, no. I like being old. I like people asking me for directions and calling me sir. Okay.
Kristen is hungrily looking at James, and I just feel like sparks are flying. Like they really, I think, also can play into this like sadness is an aphrodisiac thing mm-hmm. that couples can get into after a traumatic like relationship. Yeah. And I just see it really kind of like them.
Kristen's
getting
like bullying boner.
Yeah,
bullying boner.
She's all horned up. She's like that time when they broke your leg. Oh, like...
remember when you spit on my door? My God.
Remember when James, like, the whole thing about him being bit on the back of the arm while he's climaxing.
Yes.
And like how that was
like. Like all bites on his back and stuff.
Yeah. Like he loves his like arm, like right below the pit. Hardly.
What if it just happened to penises? Aren't those still yeah. fat?
He reached like a new level of kink with that. And I would like a follow up, to be honest. Like, does Raquel, like, do he and Raquel do biting or like what
Raquel
happened?
Raquel needs a spinoff. I just want to see Raquel sitting there staring off into space and trying to figure out what's going on inside of her.
I want to see Raquel like prepping for a beauty pageant and like going through the whole process and then like losing the beauty pageant.
It just seems like so like. Like kind of a flat line, but if it was the sound of a bee, just like
yeah. There's a low buzz to let you know that she still is alive somewhere in there, but no real signs of life other than
well, yeah, that.
That
was us when we were on our show. We were talking about how she was like a toaster and
yeah,
and a bug zapper.
She's great TV.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
and you would never know it.
Mm-mm.
You would never guess that she would be. Oh my God, look at that gorgeous foot in the mirror, staring at my
the
foot.
The arch. Sheena makes a toast, which is just like, I think, so fake. And I think she's just trying to cover her ass because she knows like Jax is going to come for her. Her whole house of cards is about to fall. Yeah. So she always like goes in for like, everyone's so happy that Brittany made this trip. And like, Jax, you're lucky to have this girl. But yeah. If you go to Tampa, we might just keep her. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Sit down, Sheena.
Poor Sheena. Because they trick them. Like, Sheena knew what she was doing. She did it on purpose.
Yeah.
But I think she's got to be completely shocked that it didn't already happen already.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, she didn't get confronted for
yes.
it. Oh, yeah.
Because she probably figured Brittany would go right home, because that's what she wanted. Mm-hmm. She wanted Brittany to go home and say, Sheena told me this, and then I cried and said, but I love him, so I'm with you, Jax. But Brittany's such a good friend. She's like, I don't want to get Sheena in trouble.
Everyone buys like a penis flute, and they play it, which I liked Ariana's little penis flute moment.
I just like that everybody played it, but Katie just looked at it and kind of like licked the hole.
Yeah.
What? Did someone tip that with ranch? Like, what are you even thinking right now?
Tom Schwartz gets too lit. He's like drinking tequila again straight from the bottle and like just like flopping around.
Yeah.
And then Jax gets mad at Sheena for her like trying to enact revenge on him. And he says like the darkest thing ever to Brittany when he like calls Brittany over to like get involved in the conversation. He's like, if you wanted to leave me, you would have left a long time ago, which is just like so exactly. bone chilling, because he knows yeah. he knows like moments like that, you're like, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so does she.
Yeah,
that's the thing about it. And he's still the abuser, but it's like, come on, Brittany, you know how this plays out.
Yeah.
Run.
Like, even if they get married, it's all just going to end in flames someday.
Yeah, but I mean, she's used to that. When he said before, look, not everybody, because he was talking about Sheena, and he's like, why would you even listen to Sheena? I mean, not everybody wants to be married three times like you, like a loser. Her mom's been married like four times,
yeah.
you know? So he knows shit that he's saying, mm-hmm. and she's seen that, so... cycles.
Get out. Get out, the sequel is just Brittany and Jax's relationship and Brittany trying to like get out of there.
It's like a tear is coming down her face. Dinosaur.
It's all family lemurs. They're right over there in the woods.
I hope Catherine Keener is still in it.
Yeah. Catherine can play Lisa. Catherine can play Lisa, and then they can reenact the scene where Brittany interviews for the job at Sir in a teddy.
I loved that when Lisa Vanderpump is like, oh, so you come to a job interview in your underwear, and then a waitress passes by with like a handkerchief glued to her ass.
Yeah. Do you know what you're dealing with?
She came in costume, okay? Everyone's wearing their underwear in here.
I can't wait for next week when we finally get more Kristen.
Oh my God, Kristen.
Throwing a drink in James's face. He goes, you're so, what do you say? You're attention seeking. And then she like is like, fuck you, and then throws water in his face and exactly proves his point.
I think she's going to be pregnant at the reunion.
Really?
It's an angry baby. No, I don't really think that. But what do you think happened? One question, I'll shut up because I never shut up. But what do you think about why is Tom sticking up for Jax and being so sad that Jax is going to leave? And he's like, oh, Jax, how about mom? But then in his confessionals, he's such a dick.
Yeah.
And it's not this one where he's wearing, I think this one he was wearing the cowl. I'm always trying to figure out what's going on, but he said some things that are really so harsh. And I'm like, did something happen? I wonder if something happens in the next couple episodes where he's like, F Jax.
Yeah. Well, I would think, I'm always like curious to know what Ariana thinks of Tom defending Jax. Like we saw her melt down in that episode with the housewarming party where she like screams at Sandoval for like defending Jax. But like when he's sitting there, like even at dinner when he's like, everyone needs to back off. Like we're trying to have a nice conversation. And it's like, I would be like, shut the fuck up if I was dating someone and they said, we're like defending Jax. Yeah, I don't know
because sometimes she is.
Yeah.
Like last week when he started, when Tom, they were trying to get, well, they were all fighting again and Tom had just yelled at all the girls the week before and everybody flipped out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week it started again and Tom was like, yeah, but Jax, but he was staying calm and Ariana's like, Tom, Tom, shut up, Tom, which I really liked. But it seems like sometimes she does, but then some, it's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's got poker face, Ariana. I don't she know does. What she's thinking.
I always am like thinking when I see the two of them like in bed and Tom's just like spewing off like the dumbest shit. And you see her face where she just looks like she's dying on the inside. Like it's just like, God, shut up, Tom. Yeah, but
they've been together for a long time.
I know. So I don't understand like what their relationship is. They seem like
they're together.
Yeah.
You know, they seem like they're really cute couple and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, look, I need somebody to yell at. I'll say it right now. When I date, I'm not looking for somebody to be happy with because I will be happy, but you have to look for like who you can fight with too because it can get really ugly.
It's you like, want to have some
who am I going to break up with, you know?
Because
that can get ugly and it can go really well and it can go really bad. So I look for different things, but I don't know. I need someone that I can be like, shut up, Tom. So I guess I could see how that could work. But yeah, it's confusing on the show because they don't seem to show a lot of their real stuff on the show.
Yeah. They're pretty guarded, I would say, when it comes to like exposing their personal lives.
Yeah, because they expanded the season to be more episodes and then they have like four scenes of Tom Sandoval with Tom Schwartz where he's like, so we should talk about how we're going to apologize to Lisa about blah, 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 getting the overhearing me talk at table 7
or
whatever. And they're like, okay, do it again, but now in a convertible. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to see where the rest of this season goes. How many episodes are left? Do you know?
They said there's 24 total, and this was, what number was it? Do you know?
16.
Oh, for Christ's sake. It's 2 months left.
I love it.
I do too.
I'm like, move long, these people though. Into a Big Brother house and do a, like a 24/7 video surveillance. I think
everybody should have to do that.
Yeah.
Like all the Real Housewives. Do you watch all those shows too?
I come in and out of them, but I think when New York starts back up, I'm going to be like, I have to come back. Yeah.
They all turn full time. Bethany this year. Mm-hmm. You got to watch. So I read from the internet.
Oh, thank you so much for being my guest this week. This was so fun.
I've been wanting to for so long.
I know. It's a dream come true.
I'm going to go look at soundbars now.
Amazon. Go look at some soundbars and hopefully you can find someone that can set them up in 7 minutes.
I'm going to put that on my wish list and also a Rob. Put a Rob on my wish list.
Yeah, so everyone listen to Watch What Crappens. I'm sure that's like more people that listen to this podcast like already are in the know of that.
Well, hopefully we're all in the know on this little world. I love this little world.
I love it too.
We need to start having like Christmas parties.
Mm-hmm. The celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where we all just get together and like talk more.
I know. We need more time.
Yeah. Because we should all be friends. I feel like we're all friends separately.
Yeah. And then a merger.
Hell yeah.
A merger and acquisition.
Merger. Kind of like me and Rob are going to do for the rest of our lives. Amber, what is it? Amber Marie Parks Falala.
Amber Marie. Oh, Madison Marie.
Oh, Madison
Marie. You're thinking of Amber Valletta.
I hate stupid white people names, especially that long.
It's too Madison long. Marie. Madison is the ultimate white person name.
It is.
It is. All right. Well, until next time.
Tiffany. Tiffany's pretty white.
Tiffany, yeah.
Hillary. That's a white one.
Totes.
Love you guys.
Bye. This episode of the Sexy Unique podcast is brought to you by the following premium sponsors: Lori Wheat, Meredith Good, and William Jones. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, 'cause I know I know.